from the body Rail Future. Let's welcome now Roger Blake. Roger, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us today. It's a bit of a mixed bag, but I think one of the constants then for the vast majority of rail passengers across the UK is overcrowding.
Yes, this continues to be a challenge that the rail industry has to continue to struggle to deal with, and it's got to do that by continuing to invest so that we do get longer trains and that we do get improved signalling, we get more reliable track. And part of it is we're actually going to need bigger stations to handle these ever-growing volumes as well.
These things, I mean, in a sense, it feels as if we could have been having this conversation at any time in the last 30 years. And it's about a long-term plan and investment. And you don't build bigger stations overnight, do you? Have we taken our eye off the ball?
I think our eyes are on a number of different balls in different places at different times, if you don't mind me continuing that analogy. I mean, Manchester Piccadilly, for example, has had a substantial amount of investment going into it. Liverpool is a work site at the moment. A little bit further to your east, Derby has just started a major, major piece of work to improve its capacity. So there is an ongoing programme around the country. And sometimes people face the temporary disruption while that kind of open-heart surgery on a living patient is carried out.
A friend of mine was up at the weekend, and it's the first time he'd seen Manchester Victoria since the new roof and everything. And it is stunning, architecturally stunning. I suppose the issue is, do trains actually run into there? Do enough of them run? There's been so much disruption to the timetable. We're losing trust, aren't we?
I think you've hit the word that absolutely matters the most to the rail industry. The challenges that passengers on a, you know, trying to live their daily lives have faced is a breakdown of trust. They want to buy a product that is going to be reliably delivered. And Northern in particular has been a bit of a calamity, not to put too fine a point on it, in recent times. Now, we're into a recovery process now, but rebuilding trust between passenger and the industry is a major, major task ahead.
Whose fault is it? It's very easy to the government should have spent more, or the rail bodies are just in it for profit and they don't care about us, the users. But I guess the answer is a bit of everybody's come together to create the chaos that we've got at the moment.
Well, there is a view that it's gone that bad that it would needed serious work to make it happen. And unfortunately, in a sense, because the rail industry is such a complex business and there are so many players in it, everybody's responsible, and one wonders whether in the end nobody was responsible. Where's the single controlling mind? So everybody can say they played their part, but, you know, the sum of the parts wasn't bigger. And there's loads
of inquiries
going on.
It's falling off the radar, isn't it? We've heard countless times here on BBC Radio Lancashire, people with their commute now taking three times longer, and so their work-life balance is up the creek.
Yeah.
We've put summer school holidays now, and in the past people might have thought, well, we'll get the train. And now it's like, well, really? Do we want to put ourselves through that ordeal?
Well, I think it's a perfectly fair comparison that people have had bad experiences using the trains to get to and from work or schools, college, whatever. The idea of that we're then going to make the discretionary choice to use that to go on holiday, that, you know, is going to be a challenge too far for a lot of people. And that is a great, great shame, because the roads are no less busy than they were. And the underlying preference of more and more people, and this is why the railways keep on getting busier overall, is that people prefer to let somebody else do the driving. So the industry has got to take a very, very deep breath and recover from this set of challenges we've had recently and rebuild not only the way it delivers its services, but fundamentally, as we were saying, that trust with its customer base.
Roger, thanks very much for your time. That's Roger Blake from Rail Future.